Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm not alone. I got all my pals with me. It's the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli with me, along with Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington. The solar-powered plane. This has gotten so much attention. It's a wonderful thing.
It doesn't work? Really,
well, this plane has gone around, pretty much around the entire world. It soared over the Pacific and landed in Hawaii. This is a renewable energy plane, solar panels on its wings. The wings, the plane is extraordinarily small. There's a picture of it at DougStephan.com today. The plane itself, very small, but yet the wings, they've engineered it so the wings are as broad as the wings on a 747. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
With basically a Cessna cockpit and a 747 wingspan. And you look at it, it really looks kind of like it's a weird bird. Pictures of it landing, pictures of it flying around the Pacific, and then as it came into
Would
Hawaii,
you ride in one of those?
I would not want to ride
in one. I would not go in one of those.
No.
Not a chance.
But this fellow, all by himself, 4,000 miles, the latest leg, took off from Japan, went to Hawaii. The plane is not a fast plane. It goes about 200 and something miles an hour. 212, I think it is, or 214, something like that. So it takes a long time for it to travel in comparison with a commercial jetliner that travels about 520 to 540 miles an hour. But this did not use any fossil fuel. It does have a propeller-driven ensemble, but the propellers are driven by the power of the electricity, the electric motors that are on these propellers, and they are powered by the generator that's in the plane that gets its energy from the sun. The solar panels spread out on the wings of the plane. It's a brilliant concept. Talk about inventions and things that we are so highly able to tout. I just thought it was fascinating. The aircraft had a speed sometimes 90 miles an hour, 100 miles, a couple hundred miles an hour. It took 117 hours for it to take as much of the journey. So if you want to compare it to a 777, let's say, with that plane go up to 600 miles an hour, makes the same trip in 8 hours that this guy took 117 hours to do.
Imagine if he was flying into a storm and all the clouds blocked out the sun.
Wow.
What he was thinking.
Yeah, oof.
It doesn't have a backup? It doesn't have a fuel backup?
I would imagine
no.
It does.
No, I think I
no,
remember
it
reading it didn't have. I don't think
it's got to be able to store
Who
energy.
Would sign up
well,
for that?
Stored energy, yeah, but doesn't have another source of energy.
Right.
It has stored energy. Broke a number of records, called the Solar Impulse 2. Broke a number of records with his flight. Longest distance for a solar-powered flight ever. But the guy's got to be courageous. There are two or three things to celebrate here. The ingenuity of being able to build a plane like this, so that's cool. And then the fortitude, the intestinal fortitude of someone who is brave enough, bold enough to want to do this.
Yeah, to say, I'll do this, I'll go first.
Yes, right.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. Would you do it?
No.
No. No.
All right, what do you think you have done in your life that was record-setting, that was earth-shattering?
I can't tell you on a family show.
Okay.
The earth rocked, right, Jen? The earth rocked.
I felt the earth move under my feet. No, I'm serious. What have you done in the collective or the individual sense of accomplishing something that you think nobody else has done?
I work really long days.
Yeah. You do a lot of work, yeah. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. What else, though? Think about the things that you do
Well, I do a lot of wacky things. You know that.
Yeah, I do. I know you do. But yeah, is it wacky things or is it things of significance?
Significance that some people would think they're wacky. I did 16 days down the Grand Canyon, the Colorado River, in a rowboat.
Yeah, that's
in a
weird.
Rowboat. Yeah.
And then we also rappelled down slot canyons, you know, on ropes. Mm-hmm. And we did some trails where the trails, you know, it was like a 1,000-foot drop and a 3-foot trail on the side of a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've dove down to 140 feet underwater. I'm an avid scuba diver. Some people would think that's crazy.
What did that do to help the world move ahead?
To make the world move ahead? Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
What do we do that helps the world move ahead? I think this radio show every morning.
There's something to be said for that. I don't say that.
No, because you do influence how people think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so.
That's scary.
You know, yeah.
To the betterment of all.
To the betterment of all, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
We tend to give the middle of the road common sense approach. Of course, I'm always right.
Yeah, of course you are.
All right, so enough of that. Next. Speaking of that, a French bakery, according to the story at DougStephan.com, has received an overwhelming order of 1 million donuts.
I saw that.
Sent to a customer here in the U.S. The order is going to L.A., comes to an industrial baking company just weeks after another American client based in L.A. Recommended their deep-fried donuts and other products.
I will give you 1 million donuts.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out what this would be good for, because you make your own donuts here with Dunkin' Donuts or
parties, reselling, what else? I don't know.
I don't know.
How would they still be fresh?
Yeah.
Well,
if they overnight them.
Okay, here. Forbidden donut.
Yeah. Sophia, what's the purpose of this? But done by the way, the newspaper Le Figaro compared the order to France ordering 1 million butter croissants from an American bakery. Because they're supposed to be French, right?
Right.
So it seems like donuts are supposed to be an American thing, so why would we buy them from a French company?
Because they are stupid Americans with order 1 million donuts. You're so fat, you'll probably eat every one of them, won't you, Doug Stephan?
No, I don't. I'm not fat.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Anyway.
You will just take one bite from every million donuts and say, I do not eat a donut.
Banga, banga. All right, so other food news today. Whole Foods says they have been making mistakes.
We're sorry.
Oh,
they're overcharging, maybe?
Yeah, right. They constantly overcharge for prepackaged foods. We were in a Whole Foods store yesterday. Boy, what a brilliant bunch of operators they are.
Whole
the way they set things up. Whole paycheck is what it's called, yeah. The amount of money that you spend for vegetables, fruit,
you're like,
fruit.
Oh, I'll just buy a wrap and some carrots and like $25 later. Yeah.
Right. So they've apologized, but they didn't say they weren't going to do it again.
No, they did. They actually have a third-party company watching them to make sure that they are fixing all of the problems that they found. This is in your neck of the woods where they found everything.
All so it's basically prepackaged foods, right? It was prepackaged stuff that the weights were correct?
The weights were incorrect, so they were charging them more, yes.
On purpose, it would seem.
On purpose.
Yeah, it would seem to be. It was on purpose, yeah. Here's something that will help you purposefully, that's a good word, isn't it? Purposefully. 14 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. If you are not happy with the way your eyes looked or your face looked today when you rose upon awakening, bags, puffiness under your eyes, if they're a problem for you like they are millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of other Americans and people around the world as well, then perhaps you should take action by calling this number, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel. Use it for a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, and you'll see the bags of puffiness disappear, the crow's feet around your eyes, small lines, they will disappear and they will not come back. If you keep using this product, you will love it, use it, and lose the bags, the puffiness, the lines, the things that you don't like, you find them distracting and distressing around your eyes. You will love it. I am sure of that. All kinds of medical experts have looked at this and said, this is really great. Probably it's not water-based and it's not oil-based. It's sort of a serum that's unique. You'll feel the difference. You put it on your hands, then you put it underneath your eyes and around your eyes. Oof. Look 12 hours later at what you have succeeded in doing using this product. Genucel, 800-543-9262. 9260. Do you want to give it a chance? It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Order it now, and there's a special summer gift that's going to come along with it. If you mention Doug Steffen when you order GenuCell, 800-543-9262. The bottom line is get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes. Check out some of the other products they have for skincare. Esotique is a great skincare product for the rest of your face. Ask about all of it when you call 800-543-9262.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, this, how many of you opened a bottle of soda pop over the 4th of July weekend?
Plastic or glass?
Well, I think, I guess either of them. Some of them
seltzer
have
count?
Well, you can pop off the old style right. Beer bottles and soda bottles and stuff, but then there are the caps that you unscrew. Mm-hmm. There's a company called Sobe that has apologized for a joke message under its bottle caps that caused some alarm among people that were drinking their product. The label is published, the picture, at DougSteffen.com. The words, "Help me, I'm trapped in a Sobe factory." This was on the top of
the cap. Some people actually believed it.
A lot of people thought it was no joking matter. Somebody said, people posting on their Facebook page said, quote, "It's tasteless, mocks people who actually do work in slave-like conditions."
Give me a break. When did we stop being funny and just relax?
Why I brought this up, because it does sort of speak to the entire political correct.
But here's the thing. Sobe actually came out and apologized.
Yeah.
You know what? Get a life.
I know. But how much time is spent on these sorts of things?
And
all
money.
The time. Everybody's looking and money.
You can't be funny anymore.
There's a great quote from Harry Truman when he was corresponding to General MacArthur about why.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
So this is the video of the day today from Playing for Change. It's in honor of the Grateful Dead's 50th anniversary and final show this weekend. Singers and musicians from all over the world performed the song Ripple, and Playing for Change put it all together. You probably won't know many of the performers. You'd recognize Jimmy Buffett, David Crosby probably. All the proceeds from this will benefit Playing for Change Foundation's music schools.
If my words they glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes will play on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice?
Is that Buffett?
No.
Come who is that? You can see it. I'm not looking at it right now.
Some guy you don't know from Los Angeles. Really, this is mostly people.
It's a composite, though, isn't it?
Who don't know, who recorded this and took a video of themselves recording it.
Ah.
And then they send it into this one studio, and then the studio
put it together.
Puts the whole thing together.
Yeah.
So they have, what can be, I don't know, 50, 60 different pieces, and then they all mash the video and the music together. So you have people from Tel Aviv, you have people from Congo, you have this guy's in Los Angeles, you got Washboard Chaz in New Orleans, and then within it you've got Bill Kreutzler from the drummer from the Grateful Dead. And here's some violins from Italy. So it's just people all over the world who just record the song, and then somebody mixes it down.
Wow, these professional singers are some amateurs as well.
Amateurs.
But there are people like Buffett and Crosby.
There's Buffett. Yeah,
who are in
Buffett's
there.
Right there.
Yeah. Crank that up,
Richie. If your cup is full, let it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain.
Here's a guy, Ghana, playing the drum.
That was not me. By the hands of men, there is a road. No sample
high. It's too late.
Yeah.
Between the dawn and the dark of night.
40, 50, whatever pieces of audio and video. Here's David Crosby.
To lead must follow.
This song doesn't sound anything like a Grateful Dead song.
He's got a very Grateful Dead beat to it.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I always used to think when they were avant-garde, when they first came out, that they were really nasty almost. That they were, their whole musical routine was offensive and in your face. Not American.
You're lucky that none of your listeners are deadheads.
Well, no, I hope they are because I changed. I think they're...
There's really kind of a pop. Deadhead listeners right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, of course there are. Yeah. And I'm saying that's the way I used to think about them, Roberta, not the way I think about them.
Okay.
I think that they, maybe it's part of my own maturation, that they weren't anywhere near as rough as some of the other stuff. And maybe it's tempered by time and some of the stuff that's around now that really is rough, because their stuff wasn't really rough. In comparison to a lot of the material, a lot of music that's around today.
Neat thing. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, that's nicely done. So check it out. We have videos of the day every day, something different that will attract your attention, sometimes good audio with it. It's always worth your while, though. Spend a few minutes. It's usually 2, 3, 4 minutes at the most. Video of the day every day at DougStephan.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Stephan and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decal.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Before the new hour, sometimes calling out bad grammar can actually help you get your way. Is an appeals court story. A woman in Ohio had a parking citation, and she won in court last week because the law was the grammar in the law under which she got the ticket was unclear. Andrea Carmelary received a parking citation for leaving her pickup truck parked in an area, and she left it there for longer than 24 hours. According to the law, certain types of vehicles can't be parked longer than 24 hours, including any motor vehicle, camper, trailer, farm implement, and or non-motorized vehicle. That's motor vehicle camper instead of motor vehicle, camper. She argued that her truck does not fit the description because the missing comma between vehicle and camper made it confusing. The city claims that the meaning of the law is clear. The judge, however, in the 12th Ohio District Court of Appeals sided with this lady, noting the village should be amending the ticket so that it is written in correct English. So she blew the ticket because they didn't have the correct grammar. See, Richie, all the time when I'm doing my best to correct your grammar and make sure...
money.
Right, exactly. It's aimed at making your life better. You being better, all of us being better. Speaking and using the correct English is the way to make life better.
Gracias.
Okay? All right, here's a quote of the day, or one of them anyway. I think they'll find it cool. The folks who run MasterCard, how many people, let's see here, Roberta, how old were you? Well, it probably doesn't apply to those of us who are really adults, although I might ask Jennifer because she's the youngest person here. How old were you when you had your first credit card?
In college, I think, because they gave me, I think that probably 17 or 18.
Did you get it on your own, or did your father and mother get it for
That's
you?
That's a silly question, Dougie. I got it on my own, of
course. All right. Well, some people...
Because in college, in the bookstore, when you went and went to buy books, they put in a little application for a MasterCard. And actually, my MasterCard, Citibank MasterCard, was the very first card I ever had.
Was it?
$500 limit.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, that was perfect for me, because I could actually, I mean, I established credit that way. I learned how to pay bills on time.
Yeah.
I've kind of forgotten that lesson now, but you know.
What could you do with a $500 limit today?
Well, like, nothing much.
Not much. Go grocery shopping.
Back 4 years ago when I was in college.
Kid Jennifer.
4 years
Roberta,
ago.
How old were your two daughters when they got credit cards? I have to think that you got them credit cards.
Probably about 11 or 12.
11 or 12. Richie, what is your intention for your two children in terms of credit cards?
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about that.
11 or 12 is ridiculous, by the way.
No. It was because they were traveling on their own a lot. So they needed to, they needed a card.
The in New York, by the way.
You know, but also they were traveling by plane also.
Mm-hmm.
So I know one time one of them actually, Delta lost them in
lost
Dulles
the kids
Airport.
Or the credit cards?
No, they lost the kid in Dulles Airport.
Right.
So she had a credit card, so she went just because something to eat.
Okay.
So give me a call.
Yeah. mommy.
So they had credit cards and they had cell phones around 11 and 12, yes.
So I was thinking about it because more than anything, I want my kids to be able to manage their spending. And if you get them started with something small where they have a debit card or something and they get used to using that for their little $5 and $10 purchases that they do now or $30 purchases.
Yeah.
And let's say you put $100 in an account and you give them a debit card to use and they learn how to manage that now, it's a whole lot better than when they're 18 and just, woohoo, plastic, spend away, baby. Because that's how I learned is, you know, I got my plastic when I was 21. And I was like, cool, I don't have to pay for this now. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. Spend now, pay later.
Yep.
That's the point. Thank you. You made my point. That was the point. I think it's very difficult to teach people now the concept of not paying, not being responsible, not having to make sure that when you're buying something, you actually have the money to pay for it. Even if you use a credit card, you need to have the money in the bank
to
pay that
off.
Well,
we're such a right now society.
Yep, we are.
You know, we need it. We need this. We need this right now.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because MasterCard has introduced a feature that basically needs a selfie in order to verify your identity when you use the card. This is good because the card could be, there are a couple of reasons. The card could be stolen, or it could be that somebody who's young is making an impulse purchase and they don't have the money to pay for it, really.
It's an app. It's a credit card app, like Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you open the app, and for you to be able to use it, you have to look at the phone, and then you have to blink.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it can keep...
retina scan.
Well, it's not doing a retina scan. It's detecting the motion, because otherwise somebody could just hold a picture of you up to the phone and it would work. So, but this is the way, biometrics is going to be the way all of this goes.
What if someone has a gun to your back and they want you to do it?
Sure.
Can you blink twice or something and give them a sign?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? Get right down to it. You know, we were talking off the air. I want to bring this conversation to the air because of the situation with the economy in Greece and the word oxy, O-X-I.
O-C is how they say it.
They say it that way, but it's spelled for English purposes.
Oxy.
O-X-I, which means no. So that's the Greeks voted no for the relationship that they're going to have with the European Union or not. They don't like the idea of the terms of the bailout, so they voted no. But Roberta pointed out something interesting. For example, OxyClean, which is a Procter & Gamble product that's supposed to do a wonderful job on your clothing. What, in fact, it really means is no clean.
And don't forget Oxy face pads for women, although that's O-X-Y, so I don't know if that's the same deal.
Well, what about an oxymoron?
I know a couple of those.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Chevy Nova. which is no va, which means it doesn't go.
Yeah, right.
So they had problems selling it in Spanish countries.
Yeah. By the way, is anybody keeping up with what's going on in Puerto Rico? The Greeks, we've had a lot of attention. Puerto Rico affects us much more because it's one of our commonwealths.
We will have to bail Puerto Rico out.
Right, $72 billion in debt, and they can't pay it. So now Congress has to come up with a way for you and me, through the tax system, to pay off their debt. So who's putting the rings on this guy? Who's going to control what's going on over there? This thing is a very difficult... Well, I don't know if it's difficult. I think it's just more... It goes back to what we were just talking about the credit card psychosis in our country. We're teaching people that you can spend the money, you don't have it, and maybe some way we'll pay it off down the road. That's what the Puerto Ricans are saying. That's what the Greeks are saying. That's what a lot of kids say. Oh, well, my parents gave me this card. I'll go out and spend as much as I want to, and they'll have to pay the bill. Or guess what? I'll charge up a lot of stuff and then declare bankruptcy. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of getting out. This is a terrible lesson.
Looks like Congress is going to allow Puerto Rico to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, terrific. There we go. The FBI and officials from other countries asking for help in identifying a woman called Sam. She has amnesia, found in Carlsbad, California, actually quite a while ago, but she's just now sort of surfacing. She's 50 years old, 5 feet 7 inches tall. We have a picture of her at DougStefan.com. She weighs a couple of hundred pounds. She's white. She has blonde hair, brown eyes, and she speaks in an Australian accent, speaks English and French, has a small scar on her right arm. The Facebook page titled Found White Woman with Amnesia, Help Find Her Family, has been set up in efforts to identify her. There are thousands, tens of thousands of likes on this now. Interpol has set up a page seeking help in identifying her. Can you imagine?
Well, you know what's weird? Haven't you heard stories where you wake up from amnesia speaking languages you never knew before?
Yes.
So does this make, I mean, it probably means nothing that she speaks French and English and has an Australian accent. Or maybe it does.
You think that that's part of the amnesia?
You've heard the terrible stories about people that wake up and they're totally different. They know a new language. I mean, it's just weird. So who knows? Maybe this isn't even an identifier. Maybe this just confuses her family from trying to find her.
How would you know a new language? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, though. Isn't
it does
weird?
Happen. Yeah. Like people speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
That happens as well. So that story is also at DougStefan.com. A little known about this woman. She has written on Facebook page, there's some potential indication of places she may have traveled in the past. She refers to it as her initial dreams. And then she describes them being in Perth, New South Wales, et cetera, et cetera. But that's quite a story, isn't it? And again, the reason we tell you that sort of a story is because it's worth your spending a moment or two putting yourself into that position. What would happen if something like happened to you or somebody you loved? It's pretty bizarre. And these sorts of things do happen in this world. It's a strange, strange world we live in. Master Jack, 43 past the hour, 17 before the new hour. Here's something that's not strange. It's wonderfully effective. It works on your hair. Bring your hair back with Provia. If you are someone who has lost your hair, or when you're brushing your hair or you go swimming, you don't like your hairline anymore, this product, Provia, will help you to deal with the vagaries of using cheap shampoos and products on your hair that plug up your pores. That's what happens here. As I look at the continuing things. I got an email from somebody in Arizona. Here, somebody in Massachusetts. Somebody in New York. My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try Provia. It made quite a difference. Even my hairdresser noticed. All right, so if that's the case with you, you want to get your hair back, why don't you call 800-525-8319. One of two things will happen. You'll get your hair back, or you'll get your money back. Because it may not work with everybody's pH and whatever it is that's in your skin. However, this works for so many people, it may not be the right thing for you. Now, I'm not going to do what they do. All these drug commercials, they tell you why to take the drug for 20 seconds, then 40 seconds, they tell you why not to. You ever listen to those ads? They just go on and on about, don't take this if you've got a heart condition. Don't take this if you've got a toenail that's
bent. The word may cause explosive stool or something. something. Yeah. You're like, no, nobody's.
This will cause none of that.
No.
Provia gets to the hair, cleanses the pores, lets the hair grow in there. It has a thickening agent that makes the hair feel like there's more volume to it. It's all around a wonderful product, and it's all natural. 800-525-8319. Whether it makes a difference or not, whether, you know, under the circumstances you think, okay, well, I'll use it, and if it doesn't work, get my money back. Use it with the right attitude. Use it and think it's going to work, and it will. 800-525-8319. Enough said. Provia, for your hairline to be extraordinarily positive. How's that? 800-525-8319.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams, summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams, summer ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Massive. Responsibly.
Do you really floss after you brush? Well, if you don't, you're not alone. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to a new Harris poll for the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, more than a quarter of U.S. adults lie to their dentist about how often they floss. Dr. Joan Otomo Cordial, AAP president.
In addition to flossing once a day, the AAP recommends brushing your teeth and below the gums twice a day and getting a comprehensive periodontal evaluation to screen for periodontal disease, which can cause bad breath or lead to more serious symptoms such as tooth loss.
The survey also shows a third of Americans would rather do an unpleasant activity, like wash dirty dishes or clean toilets, than floss. How can we take action?
The good news is, with timely and proper care, gum disease is treatable and often reversible. A periodontist has the training and expertise to help determine the right treatment.
And more than a third say a smile's the first thing they notice when meeting someone they're attracted to. So love the gums you're with and log on to perio.org to find a periodontist near you.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Know-how. When your car battery dies, you call your buddy for a jump. But when your car battery dies and your phone battery dies, well, you're pretty much hosed. Good thing Napa has the Blue Fuel Jump Starter and portable power supply for only $89. It's all the portable power you need to power your powered things. And with $50 off, it's just $89. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
48 after the hour, Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, and me on the Good Day program. Me is Doug. So the Greek situation is bringing a sobering effect, or maybe having a sobering effect, better way of putting it, to the markets. The Russians, first of all, are looking to take advantage of the situation in Greece, and they may be able to, and just because of their proximity and how much gas and oil the Greeks have to get out of Russia in order to keep their homes warm, to have power the electricity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Russians are figuring, they're now trying to figure out how they can get more of their fingers into that pie. The Chinese buying a lot of Greek stocks as well, but that's really asymptomatic because the Chinese stock market's not very good.
And neither is the Russian.
No.
They don't have the money.
None of them.
They don't have the money to do this.
Right. Well, they can try, though. They can try to screw
things up. They can try, and I'm not sure I would want to dump the money into Greece, given the attitude of the Greek
people. They don't want to make changes.
They don't want to do anything, so all you're going to do is pour money into it. So if Russia and China wants to do that, have at it, baby.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
The Chinese need to stabilize their markets as well, being the second largest economy in the world because of the effects of their economy slowing down big time. There are a lot of companies that are trying to buy back their stocks to keep the value up on the Chinese stock exchange, and they're not able to do that. So this whole thing is kind of like a juggling act, and one wonders, again, what impact does it have on the future?
We need China to stay big so that we can sell them our goods, too.
Right. And
so we don't want them to fall.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's the case. Things you need to know every day on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show, 51 past the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's going to step up to the plate in a moment. We have some stories about cell phones, cell towers, and a cloud tax that may or may not come to a city near you. Wait till you hear this story. You want to talk about outrage and government involvement. Whoo-ah! That's next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year.
Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and number 3030.
All right, so we have a couple of interesting things. We always have interesting things. Technology is so fascinating. The story of the cell phone with a past life. This is a T-Mobile story. It sounds like we should have some music. Should we have some sort of daytime television soap opera music playing in the background of this story? What is this story?
Well, so a gentleman's phone stopped working. He's a T-Mobile customer. He paid for the insurance every month. Mm-hmm. There's a few lessons here. One is, if you're paying for insurance, you better read the policy. Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you, I do a lot of work with a company called Square Trade, which is in the extended warranty business.
Yes.
Usually the policy you get from your carrier is more expensive and offers you inferior coverage.
Right.
You get less for more.
You can do that with a car. When you get the tranny and the engine guarantee and all those, what they call it, the drivetrain insurance. If you buy it from the dealer, you're going to get screwed. You go buy it from a private carrier, much better. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, his understanding of the warranty is it says in the article, you'll go on with your life without missing a beat. Well, missing a beat in this case took 9 days to get a replacement.
Wow.
It's pretty hard to live in today's world without your phone for 9 days.
What does that say about the world, though?
Well, yes, there's a lot of things, a lot of comments, a lot of discussion we can have here. Mm-hmm. But it took 9 days to get a replacement phone, and he was paying for the insurance. That's pretty sad. So the next thing that happens is he gets the phone, he turns it on, and it's a refurbished phone. It has the previous owner's everything on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome until it's your phone that the new guy got.
Right.
And so there's lessons about insurance, there's lessons about how dependent we are on these devices. But you have to remember that a phone and a tablet are basically computers. Mm-hmm. When you hand them over to someone or you walk down the street without having a password on them, you are putting yourself at great risk.
Chrissy, you do this all the time. You trade in your phone every year.
Usually every 2 years. Uh-huh. When the new...
How do you make sure not to run into the same problem that Greg's talking about?
I wipe mine myself.
Thank you very much.
I'm the one who hits the button. Uh-huh. And usually in an Apple store, they walk you through. They make you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when you sell your phone or trade in your phone, they go, okay, let's wipe all your data. And they go through all the steps, and then they make you go, hit the delete button.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. They do not want to be responsible, and that's smart. But if you're sending your phone in to be repaired, there's nobody there to walk you through it. On almost every phone, if you go to settings, there will actually be a major top line category there that says reset the phone, and that's what you want to do. And once you reset it, turn it back on to confirm that your stuff is gone.
Gonzo.
Yes.
All right, the story at DougSteffen.com today, Chicago enacting a cloud tax. So if you're using Netflix, Spotify, any of the streaming services, starting next month, the city of Chicago will tack on a 9% charge to your bill. Screw them.
It's only 9%.
Only 9%, right, exactly. So how is that going to... I mean, the story here explains... Interesting, because the most notable of all the Netflix shows is House of Cards, and that's the picture we have of the president and his wife up there. So this is outrageous, or this is going to bring the city about $12 million a year. What do we do about that if we have other people thinking about doing it?
Well, I mean, it's easy enough to do. I mean, they can get Netflix and Amazon and other online retailers to agree that if certain zip codes in certain cities are the source of purchases, they just...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25.
We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.